Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, everybody, and welcome back to the Wildcast podcast from the Wildcaster, Arizona Daily Star, and Tucson.com. Most of our coverage here on the Wildcaster is tied to U of A sports, but we do have a big professional sports team in town, the Tucson Roadrunners. Currently, if you look at the percentages in first place in the AHL's Pacific Division, as they've got a couple more games this weekend prior to the AHL All-Star break, which is coming up, they played Wednesday night at Bakersfield, 1-3-2. And I was going to steal my guy, James Kelly, here's favorite question is, hey, Matt, what'd you think of that game last night?
Hey, first of all, thanks for having me on.
I just blew it. I'm going to say right now, we need to introduce our guest. I'm so sorry. Matthew Volalta, goaltender from the Tucson Roadrunners, all-star goaltender. That's why we have Matt on with us. I'm Brett Farah. We also got James Kelly. The two of us sort of share. James is the lead guy, but we share coverage of the Roadrunners for the Daily Star and Tucson.com. So, but yeah, Matt, sorry. Thank you for being here and take it away.
Yeah, my pleasure. But yeah, reflecting on last night, obviously it's a big win. You look at Bakersfield, how they've been playing lately. They've been a hot team. So it was a real good challenge for us coming into that game last night, especially on the road. And they're at home, you know, they're going to bring their best. So I think overall, I don't think it was our best game as a group, but I feel like in the third period, we kind of got back to our identity and played the way we want to play. And we got two big goals and we managed to, you know, get the win.
You know, you said it wasn't necessarily your best game, and I don't mean this to disparage your teammates. It's kind of just to give everyone credit, but you especially, you guys kind of have that luxury sometimes to not have the best game overall as a team because of how good you guys have been defensively and how good you've been in goal. You know, you've been, we were talking about this before we started recording today that, you know, you still, and I know you've heard us say this all season, but you still lead the league in minutes by a ton, multiple games worth, most, you know, games played, you've got a top 15 goals against average, right in that same area of save percentage, you know, making the all-star team for the first time in the AHL. I joked with Adrian Denny, Roadrunners play-by-play guy, before we got started today that, you know what else you lead? You lead the league in goals against. You know, come on, Matt, you should be better than that. I'm kidding. That part and parcel with playing a million minutes, but
I know. I actually looked at that last night. I was just kind of going through the goalie standings, and I was like, wow, I'm leading the league in goals against. I was like, that's a good thing.
But part of that is why I said that is I meant that, you know, when the team isn't playing great, they've all said this. Steve Potvin, head coach, and players have said this, that they know they can rely on you. And I got to imagine it feels pretty good having the team know that you're there for them, that you're going to be able to be the last line of defense literally and figuratively.
Yeah, 100%. Obviously, trust is a big thing. I think early on coming into a new team, that was the biggest thing. You got to earn the trust from the boys, and that's through hard work and practice. And then when it's game time, you go out there and you perform the best you can. And obviously, they're in front of me, and they're blocking shots. They're on the forecheck. They're getting hit. They're getting banged up. And, you know, my job is obviously just to keep the puck out of the net. And you know what, I feel like going back to the trust, and you got to earn the trust from the coaching staff too. And that's just how you approach the game every day and how you carry yourself at the rink, in practice and in the game. So it's definitely a good feeling. It's we're having a lot of fun this year. You know, thankfully we've been able to, you know, string a lot of wins together here. So we're looking forward for this weekend and the rest of the regular season, get ready for a good playoff run.
What have the last few months been like for you? I mean, you leave the organization in the Kings last reign. They've been with for so long, and then you come to Tucson with all the uncertainty, come to Arizona with all the uncertainty, and then you make the All-Star team. What's that been like? What's the ride been like for you?
Honestly, it's been awesome. It's been a lot of fun. Probably one of the most fun years I've had playing hockey, and that just goes to show how great of a group we have here in Tucson. And I might have mentioned this before earlier on in the year. I didn't really know what it was going to be like coming into a new team and didn't really know what to expect, but you know, thankfully in my last 4 years, I played Tucson quite a bit, and I played some of these guys in juniors. So I'm just knowing some guys from just playing against them. There was a little bit of familiarity there. So I definitely made it a lot easier. And, you know, it's been a great experience so far. Tucson, you know, the city, it's an unbelievable place. I got to, you know, get out and, you know, tour around and check out some new restaurants, try out some new food that I haven't really tried in the past. So it's just fun to go do those things with all the fellas. And so far it's been great. And, you know, we've been winning games, so that's even better.
So we're recording this with you on Thursday. You guys have a couple of games Friday and Saturday before you get to take a not very long trip. You're going to be in California and then get to take a not very long trip up to San Jose for the All-Star Classic. So just kind of reset that for everybody. The AHL All-Star Classic is this coming weekend, Sunday, February 4th. I believe 6 o'clock Tucson time is the skills competition. That's going to be live on NHL Network. And then Monday, February 5th at 7 o'clock Tucson time is the AHL All-Star Challenge, which is basically a 3-on-3 mini tournament. And Matt here will be the goaltender for the Pacific Division All-Stars, representing the Roadrunners there. We heard, I don't know if I'm allowed to say this, we got Adrian Denny there in the background. Adrian, you can wave and wave me off. Are we allowed to talk about the thing you told us about what Matt's bringing with him to the All-Star game?
Oh yeah, he gave us a thumbs up.
All right, so we heard some that you got to have a little bit of a say in what cool Roadrunners jersey you get to wear, and kind of share that with us and why you picked that one.
Yeah, so obviously we have some great jerseys here in Tucson, and I think they're one of the best looking jerseys in the American Hockey League, to be honest with you. And the first time I got to see our Kachina sweaters, I was like, these things are sick. And obviously going to an event like this and get to show off a cool jersey like that, I went up to our equipment manager E, and I was like, hey E, is there any chance I can wear the Kachina jersey at the All-Star game? And thankfully he was able to pull some strings, and I'll be rocking that for the week coming up. So obviously very excited. It's a beautiful jersey, and I think it's going to be a cool thing to wear and kind of put it on display for, you know, the Roadrunners, and, you know, hopefully everyone enjoys it who comes to the event, who watches on TV.
Yeah, I mean, that's part of it, is that it's such an eye-catching thing. And we were talking about this on Roadrunners Happy Hour, which Adrian hosts and has me and Kim Cota Robles from the Roadrunners as part of the team on there. And we were talking about it earlier this week, that it's such an eye-catching jersey that there are going to be teams and fans from around the league and around the country who are watching this on, probably, I'm assuming it's a skills competition probably that you're wearing it for, and are like, wait a minute, what team is that? Because it is so, so, so striking. And speaking of skills competition, so we got to ask this of Mike Carcone last year before he went to represent Tucson at the All-Star game, but obviously being a goalie is a little bit different. How does it work for you in terms of determining what events you get to participate in? Do the goalies play and participate in all the events, or do you pick a couple? And if it's the latter, which ones did you pick, or are you going to take it? Do you know which ones you're going to participate in, and which ones do you want to participate in that you think you've got a shot at kind of being top dog in?
Right, that's a great question. I honestly, they haven't said anything about the events, so I'm not too sure which ones I'll be doing. And to be quite frank with you, like I'm not too sure. I know there's probably like a breakaway, like a shootout competition. Hopefully there's like an empty net one though, for you got to hit the empty net, get a couple points. I like playing the puck, so that'd be fun. But
that'd be a great one. I don't think they've done that, but that would be a really fun one for goalies. Like,
I remember seeing Mike Smith when he went to the NHL All-Star game when he was Phoenix or Arizona now, and they had the one where they had the big, like, the whole net was covered off and they had that little square in the middle of it. I think he hit it on the first shot, so I think something like that would be pretty cool. But yeah, honestly, I'm not too sure about the plan of what events I'll be doing or what events we got going on, but whatever they decide to, you know, throw me in, I'll give her my best, and we'll see how she goes.
Yeah, I remember in the MLS, they had in their All-Star skills thing, they had a competition where the goalkeepers would stand like, you know, part of the field, and they would try and throw the ball up past each other. I thought that was pretty cool.
No way. That's cool. That's awesome.
So do you know what your schedule is on Saturday? I remember Carcone had a pretty hectic one last year going from California all the way to Quebec. This one's not as far, but is there anything, any quirks to it? Like you travel with the Coachella player or anything like that? Or
as far as I know, we play in Coachella Saturday night. And then after the game, I got a car service. And I'll be in a car to Ontario in California. And then I will stay the night there. And then I'm pretty sure I have a 6 a.m. flight in the morning out of Ontario to San Jose. And then I think that day skills competition starts. So I think we have some events going on. Obviously, got to check in the hotel. My mom and my sister and my cousins are coming out. So I'll probably meet up with them before. And then I got to look at the itinerary a little closer, see what we got going on. But I'm pretty sure that skills competition starts at 5 that night. So thankfully, I have some time to kind of get settled in and, you know, get her going for that. And then the next night is obviously the game. So that'll be a fun event. And I think there's some events before that game. And it'll be a real good time. And then the day following that is a day off. And then on the 7th, I believe I'll be flying right from San Jose and I'll be meeting the boys in Iowa. So it'll be a good little trip. Thankfully, I packed appropriately. I packed a lot of clothes, so I should be well off on that, which is good. Yeah, just looking forward to a great week and seeing a couple buddies from around the league that I played with in junior. So all in all, very excited for it.
What do you think that the 3-on-3 tournament's going to be like? I mean, obviously, you've played plenty of overtime games at the high levels of hockey, so three-on-three scenarios aren't new, but at the same time, that's such a high octane fast-paced environment. Is that something you're kind of looking forward to, and just the fact it's just probably just a blitzkrieg?
Oh yeah, no, it's 3-on-3 is always fun. I imagine in an event like this probably be a little bit more relaxed, so you might you see some more, you know, some of the skill set from the players coming out, maybe some 2-on-0s, 3-on-0s. You never know. I might be stacking the pads out there. We'll see what goes on. But I imagine it's going to be, a fun game, a lot of action back and forth. And, it should be very fun for the fans to watch, and it should be entertaining.
How much pride goes into your division? Like last year up at the Pacific Division One, did you, back in Ontario, did you hear about that? Like the guys are bragging like, oh yeah, we won, bragging to guys in late fifth and juniors or anything like that?
Oh yeah, I'm sure, obviously there's some bragging rights going to it, and obviously you want to show out for your division. And I think as a division, we want to go out there. Obviously you want to have fun, but you also want to win those games. And, you might have some buddies. I have a friend who plays in Hartford who's going to the game, Mac Hollowell. So it'd be nice to kind of rub that in a little bit to him. But, I think obviously we're all very competitive, and, that's why we play the game. And at the end of the day, we all love winning. So I feel like there's definitely a lot of guys going to be competing out there to, get a win.
So I got two questions here. First one. So wait a minute. I'm just realizing when you're talking about All-Star games, you were on Ontario when Martin Ferk went to the All-Star game and set the AHL and NHL record with 109 mile an hour blast. You ever sat in front of one of those in practice or warmups and just sting you?
Yeah. My first year, actually, my goalie partner was Cal Peterson. So Cal obviously made the All-Star game that year too. And, luckily enough, it was Ontario, and,
it was a home game. I forgot about that.
So I went down to Ontario with my goalie coach at the time, Matt Millar, and just to check it out and watch Cal and Marty Ferk do their thing out there, and got to see that shot in person, which was pretty nuts. But going back to my first year, obviously, Cal is the man in net, and I was a rookie, so we had power play at the start of practice usually. So Cal would be doing his warm up, and I just go in the net. And as a young guy, you got to get those reps in and put your time in. And I remember Marty Ferk would be on that my right side, right at the top of the circle, and he was a one timer guy. And I just remember him winding up, and I didn't even go down, just high riser straight at my, right at my cage. And I wrapped my cage right around my cheekbone. And it was crazy. And that guy can rip a puck, that's for sure. But a lot of the time we would kind of make a business decision of not going down when he's shooting the puck. So kind of avoid getting hurt from him. But definitely very cool to see that in person and get to see Furkey does what he does so well.
So we started our conversation today talking about how much you've played this year in a good way, because you're the guy. You've owned the minutes for the entire league, let alone, you know, helping lead the Roadrunners to a first place spot. But do you still feel like this is a little bit of an all-star break for you, even though you're going to be doing this in San Jose? I mean, the team having 6 days off, which is, you know, the first time in a handful of weeks you guys have gotten a full week between, you're going to have the all-star festivities. They're a little more fun than, you know, craziness in terms of, you know, you guys going all out. Not that you're not trying hard, but how do you kind of balance that for yourself so that you get enough rest for the second, I guess I won't say second half because we're already past that, but the stretch run of the season? Cause I got to imagine that's a concern, cause this team's going to want to ride you the rest of the way to the playoffs.
Yeah. Honestly, I don't really think of playing as work, you know, it's just fun. I'm pretty lucky to show up to the rink every day, and I get to play a game that I love and that I enjoy playing. And, you know, I guess it's not really a job for like what it feels like. And, you know, it's just a lot of fun. And obviously this week coming up, it's going to be a blast and it's going to be a great experience and something to remember for a long time. But I think that with that being said, I don't really find it as like something that's kind of going to be draining. So I think it's just the way I look at it is just going to be a good time. And I think that's just how I look at the game is, you know, it's just a good time. It's a good game to play and very enjoyable. So obviously in the meantime, though, you got to manage your workload at this time of year, especially like in practice. Obviously you got to show up, go through your routines, handle your business at the rink, and then practice starts. You obviously out there, you're working hard as you can, but as soon as practice over, I think at this time of the year, it's important to, you know, look at, you know, how many games you've played, how many games myself has played. And, you know, when the whistle blows out of practice, I think it's important just to get off and take care of your body, whether that's in the gym, getting treatment from our athletic trainers, you know, cold tub and hot tub and all that good stuff. So I think that's more managing your workload in that sense and being smart about your energy output. And, you know, the rest is just fun and, you know, having a good time out there.
And I want to ask one more question about last Saturday. What was that? You know, it was a really feisty series with Ontario. What was that like for you personally? I think you had a really unique perspective. What was that like at the end of the game with all those, you know, fights and everything? What it looks like you're trying to kind of play peacemaker.
Yeah. Obviously, I played there for 4 years, so I know a lot of those guys. And I think going into that weekend, you know, we obviously want to win two games out of two games and sweep those guys. But, you know, obviously we lost the first one, and coming into that second one, obviously the first one, things we were getting a little chippy and we expect a little carryover into the second game, which, you know, exactly what happened. And, boys are going to war out there, going to battle. And, I think they did a great job of setting the tone. And, you know, that's what every team should expect from us, that we're going to, you know, play together, stick together, and ultimately, you know, fight for each other on the ice. So, you know, it was a good win in our second game. But, yeah, at the end, obviously things, you know, there's a couple scrums there and a lot going on. But, you know, I basically just was looking for the guys who had two guys on them and just tried, you know, wrap up some of their guys and make sure they're not getting any shots in on our guys. So, and, you know, I'm chirping some of the guys that I know. And I know Akeel Thomas was in that scrum too, and TJ Tynan. Built a pretty cool friendship with those guys my last few years. So I know them real well. And just, you know, throwing some lighthearted chirps to them and just kind of try to, you know, settle the storm a bit. But, you know, that was, you know, for as hectic as it was kind of a, you know, a fun time. In that ending of the game. So I think it was, you know, a lot to learn from that weekend, good learning experiences, and to get a win too in the second night's obviously huge for us. And It's always fun when things kind of get mixed up too.
Well, as we wrap up here with Matthew Villalta, goaltender for the Tucson Roadrunners and AHL All-Star for the first time this season, up this upcoming weekend, I got a lot of notes to throw at everybody. So for Tucson Roadrunners fans, the good news is they're going to get Ontario in Tucson the next time you guys are at home. That's coming on, it looks like, Friday, February 16th and Saturday, February 17th at 7 p.m., both at Tucson Arena. The Roadrunners will take on the Ontario Reign. But before that, if you're listening to this prior to the weekend, the Roadrunners play Friday, February 9th at 6 o'clock Tucson time against the Iowa Wild. You can watch that on AHL TV app or AHLTV.com or listen to Adrian Denny on the call on Fox Sports 1450 AM. And then Saturday, February 10th. Actually, I'm forgetting this first weekend. Let me go backward one second. I'm sorry. This is not live radio, so I can screw up and keep going. It's all good. Friday, February 2nd, Roadrunners at San Diego, 8 o'clock Tucson time. And Saturday, February 3rd, Roadrunners at Coachella Valley, 7 o'clock Tucson time. All those games on AHLTV.com, the AHLTV app, or listen to Adrian Denny on the call on Fox Sports 1450. Then the AHL All-Star Classic. That is in San Jose. That is Sunday, February 4th, 6 o'clock for the skills competition on NHL Network. Monday, February 5th, 7 o'clock Tucson time for the actual three-on-three All-Star Challenge. And a quick note for our Arizona Wildcats fans is U of A alum Nick Nolenberger, who is the play-by-play voice for the San Jose Barracuda, will be the ringside reporter on those NHL Network broadcasts. So we have a little bit of a Tucson connection there too. And then next week, you guys are on the road still for two more as part of the Gem Show road trip. Check out James Kelly's article at Tucson.com all about the Gem Show road trip and the history behind it. Friday, February 9th, as I said, 6 o'clock Tucson time at the Iowa Wild. Saturday, February 10th, 5 o'clock Tucson time at the Iowa Wild. Again, AHLTV.com, AHLTV app, or Adrian Denny on the call on FoxSports1450.com. And then, like I said, February 16th and 17th, return to Tucson. That was a lot. Rewind that and listen to it because I don't even know if I said it all right. But Matthew Villalta, thank you so much for being with us today. We appreciate it. Have a great weekend and rest of this road trip. But more important, or not more importantly, just as importantly, have a blast this weekend in San Jose. You've earned it. And we'll be watching from here.
Perfect. Well, thanks, Brett. Thanks, James. Appreciate you having me on. And look forward to talking to you guys after the break.
Awesome. Thanks, man. Appreciate it. Thanks again. And don't forget, subscribe if you're listening to the audio of the Wildcast podcast on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. And if you are watching us at Tucson.com, we will be back at you in the next day or so with another episode. Thanks, and we'll see you all soon.
Beautiful.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.